What's going on, everybody? You're listening to Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. I know what you're thinking. Who's this guy? It's Steven, bitches. We got a good episode today. We talk Fortnite, talk Borderlands, and we talk about the horrible game that Aaron and Corey played against the Elite Lounge Live people. Yeah, so if you guys got time, check us out at VideoGameBang.com, at VideoGameBang on Twitter, or at Facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang. Two bangs. And if there's still time after that, check us out on iTunes as well as Stitcher. So please, everybody, enjoy the show. Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang, your weekly source for all things video games, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
The cans are on. It's an ish gets real.
Get shot during the day?
Yes, they do, Corey.
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like pink thong.
Yeah, it's because
you want it. The guy that delivers vending machine items at my job, he can play it.
Because you're racist, that's why.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What's going on, everybody? This is a new setup, right? I'm surprised, right? Well, it's because we got a lot of things changing. The last two bum hosts, we had to get rid of those guys. But anyway, let's get to business. So our show, Video Game Bang, Steven Gutierrez presents Video Game Bang, is brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What you reacting to? I didn't like their slogan, so I changed it.
It was actually pretty good.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who's this guy?
Sorry.
Gotta get him out of here. All right.
I have to remove you from
since this is a brand new show, I want to introduce my co-host, Mr. David Ng.
Hello, everyone.
And since things are changing and I didn't want to send these guys out, you know, and we still want to be friends, so I brought them back so they can share their story and why they're leaving. First guy, Mr. Corey Vincent.
What's up, pizzas? I almost messed up my catchphrase. That's how out of... I'm disappointed.
All right, we're done with you. Your sadness. Yeah. And then the other guy, the biggest loser, Aaron Carter.
I'm very gassy right now.
He is. It's pretty gross. All right. So since this is my show and it is a no-nonsense show...
A little tough there, isn't
we'll
it?
Get to yeah, it. It's pretty tough,
I think you're learning your lesson here.
I think I am.
You want to explain what happened and why you're in charge of the show?
I do. On the last show, previously, exactly. Bang. We had a competition against Elite League Lounge or Lounge League. What was that? I don't even know.
Those
guys. Yeah, and it pains me to say it. But the crew of Video Game Bang got demolished. It was a sad time, and it was the darkest timeline.
Can I interject?
No, you can't. No, go ahead.
We did lose.
It was bad. It was very bad.
I got beat by a girl. But I would take that beating over and over again.
Wow, okay.
That was the best thing about this whole ass whooping was. Yeah. That girl was pretty hot.
Hot girl? Beat
pretty
me?
Pretty hot.
She could beat me all the time.
Yeah, I don't know how often she's on the show. She was a wild card, and I didn't see her on the list, so...
She can wild card me all the time.
This is terrible.
I would actually watch this show just for her. I don't care what the other guys say.
She can watch me all the time.
Yeah, it was
the whole theme is she can do whatever she wants.
It was humbling, in the very least. Here's the thing. Some of our team actually thought we had a chance, and some of us didn't. Me and Aaron.
Yeah.
And
I wasn't going to expect you guys to win, but I was hoping it would be a lot closer than what it turned out to be.
I didn't.
I had no expectations.
You know why? Because me and Corey, we don't have runes. One, we're not level 30. You know,
true that.
Our show here is not about us trying to become professional gamers. So we don't play day in and day out like they did. So I really thought, I thought they were going to blow us out in 10 minutes, which basically they almost did.
We went 15. Yeah. And we had some strife going on in the team, and I've prepared a clip. See, we're going to be putting together a video. Aaron's going to be putting together a video. Mm-hmm. I captured the audio. We got some video. And here is a little taste of some of the action between Jada and Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron, what's the clip? No, sir.
Here we go.
Ah, shit. He's coming up for you, Aaron.
Who's coming after me?
Oh, watch out, Aaron.
You're double. I'm coming. Yeah. I'm up front. Come on my way, too. All
right. He's probably asking for help because you know I haven't left this tower in the longest.
Be careful.
Yeah, I'm gonna be under my turret. Don't worry.
Now listen, Jada's gonna be really upset.
Come
Aaron,
on,
Aaron, help me! Freaking... Fuck!
Enemy. Oh wow, there we go. Oh,
what are you doing, bro?
I was freaking trying to throw an axe.
You don't have to just use axes.
Yeah. One of the good things about him, Aaron, Noel, the is the lower his health, the higher damage his auto attacks do.
Which is an odd spot. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how you know we were doing bad when Noel.
You guys are killing spree. So Udyr's gonna be stronger.
There's just some jaded stronger coming up right here.
That's the worst finish ever.
Right. There's no way she could have been more disappointed in you.
The worst finish.
So we're going to be putting together a full 15-minute video, apparently, of us pretty much getting smashed on League of Legends. It was fun. I mean, after there was like this long meeting.
It was not fun watching it. I'll tell you that right now.
I had a ball.
I had fun.
Yeah. I got a kill. So I mean, I had
you did better than me.
I had a ball.
I got a call after, right after the game. Ice-T, he was like, "There was so much ass whooping in there. I have never seen so much rape before in my life."
Wow. When did he go to Jewish school?
Wow. Swear to God.
Swear to God. That's his real voice. What you hear is his stage.
My yarmulke fell off my head.
And it was crazy. He's related to Marty Goldstein.
It was important.
It was important.
It was important.
Mishka Hagate had to come out.
Wow. It was, you know, and some of our team was really upset afterwards, and there was talks of a rematch, and they really want to get back in there. They beat us, and they said we could come back anytime. So maybe we'll put together some...
How about we put together an actual team?
Like, yeah, we'll put together... Okay, I think to make
that was a publicity team. I call that one.
Yeah, to be
you
competitive.
You got no publicity.
Yeah.
Well, there was, you just got your asses stung.
It wasn't quite what we thought it was going to be going into it.
It was pretty bad.
I think what we'll do next time is we'll get our top level players, which do not include Aaron and myself.
Yeah, that is correct.
The true league people in the group can go and have that battle, and I might watch.
I'm ready for some Smite, though.
Smite. We've been
on
Smite.
I just downloaded it. I haven't played it.
Because that's an even playing field. There's no runes. What's his name? Somebody was online playing today against somebody that was level 50.
Oh, crap.
Killed them.
Nice.
No problem.
So, Video Game Bang, as Steven mentioned, is brought to you by Nerd Reactor. And I really liked your catchphrase. What was it?
I don't know.
What do you react to?
That's actually pretty damn good.
We haven't said that before?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Probably not.
DM. Check us out on iTunes. We are on iTunes, Stitcher, FM radio, Podbeans. We're on all sorts of different things.
You know what? I'm going to give you credit. That is pretty tough to introduce. I was looking at the notes like, I don't know how to read this right now.
What are these words? These words are turned into numbers.
All of a sudden, I'm reading Greek. And I'm
zeros
like,
and ones.
Aaron's over there sabotaging you, writing them as
pretty
you
much. He's like, I'm... Go F yourself, San Diego.
God honest truth, I cannot pull up the show notes for some reason. I don't know what's going on.
Flying blind. Let's see. What else do we have to talk about? Oh, check it out. We're going to have some Video Game Bang official shirts coming to the Nerd Reactor store on nerdreactor.com. If you want to help out the show, all the proceeds go directly back into making this show better. I know you're thinking, you're thinking this show can't get any better, Corey, but trust me, we have a long ways to go. Let's see. Let's play a round of Whatcha Playin'.
Wow. We have the theme song for that one.
Let's play a round of Whatcha Playin'.
Steven.
Whatcha Playin'. Whatcha Playin'.
That is worse.
First of all, that was the best intro ever.
It was a pretty good intro.
It was pretty good. Come on.
David Ng.
Give me a freaking break.
Yes.
Whatcha Playin'.
Whatcha Playin'.
League of Legends.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
Exclusively? Is it because you saw us get our ass kicked and you felt like...
Inspired to
no,
do
actually,
better?
No, actually, it was before that because I was like, I was one of the secondaries for the team, so I wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure that I could maybe not screw up everything if I got into the game.
Okay.
He was relieved too, because me and him,
was very relieved.
Me and him were on Skype watching while you guys were playing, and he was like, "Thank God I don't have to play."
You guys did not do very well, but I would have done worse. Wow. I'm just gonna say that. So.
That's honest.
Would Mark been like, "Frack, Gondo, what are you doing?"
Steven Gutierrez, what have you been playing?
Actually, I haven't played anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a video game podcast. You knew that, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm kind of in the middle of a move, so.
And I'm in between jobs.
Oh, we're neighbors now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
FYI. If you guys at home really wanted to know that, Steven just moved in down the street from me.
Yeah, the address is...
I was going to say, snipers, get your guns ready. Two birds with one stone.
That was a shitty intro, shooting me.
In his house, to make it even weirder, his house is the exact same model as mine. So,
true.
And he hasn't picked his room yet. I'm trying to pitch him to move into the podcast room.
Wow, so you want to set up another podcast room?
I might. It'd just be like the mirror world, like the darkest timeline.
Terrible. So we have to wear mustaches whenever we're in that room.
We go to Steven's house and record the show with mustaches on. Yep.
I like this plan.
Wow.
It won't be about video games. It'll be about books.
What you reading, Corey?
The Giver.
That's so terrible.
I'm trying to get, good
book. Trying to get ready for the movie. Aaron Carter, we'll just skip you. We know what you've been playing.
Smite.
Yeah, people. Actually, Adam C., our very own Adam C., is so close to buying the $30 champion list.
Already?
Still on?
Already. It is still on. It is still hot and popping.
Limited time, people. $30 gets you all the champions and all the champions there ever will be.
It is.
Wow, that's actually a really good deal.
It's very good deal. It's a very good deal.
Yeah, if you guys are still playing that, I'd buy that.
We're still playing it. What are you talking about?
And
in the future, how?
Oh, yeah. It's going down.
Aaron, are you going to buy it? Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I don't know. I might, actually. I actually might. But see,
or do you mean you smite?
That's terrible. That was nice, Corey. High five.
That's terrible.
Let's just move on from that one.
They actually have a rental thing on Smite now. You can rent a champion for a match for 100 virtue.
Has that been in League?
Okay.
No, it needs to be. That's actually a very good idea.
And so
instead of waiting for them to become free.
Yeah, you can test a lot of people.
Let's see. I have been playing. I played a little Titanfall. David played Titanfall today,
too. I did. I played a match of Titanfall earlier today.
And you didn't.
It's chaotic, isn't it?
It was a little chaotic.
It's a lot of chaotic.
But it wasn't that bad when I got in. I jumped in like halfway through the match, though. Jumped me in.
Was it halfway through?
I think so. Because we were already down.
Did you jump on Corey's Titan?
No, I was just playing by myself.
Yeah, I just watched him. I was a voyeur.
Gross.
Yeah.
I felt like I was doing all right, though.
You watched
I got
him
my
play
Titan.
By himself? You sick son of a bitch.
I shot someone else in their Titan, and they died, and I killed a bunch of people on foot, and I felt very happy about it.
Yeah, he did really good for his first thing, and I felt cool because I was, like, explaining all the moves. I was like, okay, so if you hold the left trigger, you do, like, a Magneto move where you hold out and catch all the ballistics and fire it back, and then if you hit the right one, you do a War Machine, and you shoot all your side rockets up the top, and it was fun. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, the War Machine rockets were really fun.
Did you really enjoy yourself?
I mean, I only played one match, exactly. So, yeah.
That's all you need. One time. All right. If we learned anything from Little Giants, it's that all you need is one time.
Anything can happen once.
Anything can happen once.
And I've been playing League to get ready for the smashing that happened. And Smite. We've been really into PC games. I promise. I think I'm going to make it a vow to actually start getting back into other games. The UFC game is going to be the next big game I'm ready to purchase.
What about that Hitman?
Hitman. Oh, the free one. Oh, I haven't done that yet.
I haven't even downloaded it either.
Did we even report on that yet? You guys got to keep us honest.
Oh, breaking news, everybody.
Breaking news.
Hitman is free. Download
Go get
it.
Hitman. And
you
then
have a couple days left.
Didn't they announce the second part of the month, too?
They usually do, but I didn't see it.
Damn it. I saw it earlier.
It's an indie game, I think, or a smaller game. It was only released on the arcade, and you're kind of like a silhouette
character.
They
usually do a full game and then an arcade game.
I think it's Deadlight.
Yeah, you're right.
Something like. It's a zombie game, I remember. It's
Both games got highly ranked reviews if you go check the actual reviews for the games. And each one was at least $15. The other one was $20, so it's a good deal this week or this month.
I think I was going to buy Deadlight.
Now you don't have to.
And now I don't
now
have
you
to.
Don't have to. Let's see. Oh, and talking of UFC, I noticed this wasn't in the notes, Aaron. I'm disappointed in you.
I can't even find the freaking notes for some reason. What is going on?
His prompter's off, guys.
Jeez, yeah. I can't.
Okay,
I can't
Barack.
I can't do this. My prompter's off. Sorry.
Obama.
Wow.
So, UFC.
That's kind of racist. Called him Obama. He's the only black guy in the room.
Obama uses a teleprompter. Yeah. Video game bang is not going to go into politics.
Wow.
Fortunately, I'm not against Obama. I just want to put that out there.
I just
like the irony of the people who do blame everything on Obama and say it like that.
I don't think you have the courage to say. Are you feeling guilty? Is this white guilt?
Where was your point going with the UFC?
Thank you, Aaron. Yeah. UFC started.
Maybe I should take over the show. Jesus.
I'm getting racist and old. So UFC started a mystery fighter campaign, and they were releasing clues. I want to be out there, and I'll say it. I got it on the second
clue. Greninja.
Greninja?
What?
The gorilla
ninja?
You guys
didn't see the Smash Brothers thing?
No. Something else.
It did the exact same thing. UFC copied him.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
It was... I wrote an article with a bold prediction to end it out being true. And I don't know how I feel about it. When they said it, the first clue was he never fought in the UFC. Number one choice, everyone went to like a legendary pride heavyweight, Fedor Emelianenko, because he's regarded as like the pound for pound best in history.
Who?
Fedor Emelianenko.
I don't know that person.
Fedor, bro.
I'm still trying to find the show notes. I don't know Fedor. You just keep looking.
Let's fade.
Then the second clue said he's going to be playable in like four or five weight divisions. And then it was clear to be Bruce Lee. UFC has a longstanding rights to use his image. They put him in toys. They put him in T-shirts.
Wait, the UFC has his image?
Yeah, like why?
Well, usually like for him, Bruce Lee, I mean, and Jimi Hendrix, like usually a family member gets to control their brand and their image. And some people, if Sprite really wants to put Jimi Hendrix on a Sprite bottle, they can go to the family and say, hey, can we buy the rights to use the image? And Bruce Lee is usually regarded as the original mixed martial artist. He was the first and best martial artist of his time that actually studied a bunch of disciplines and kicked a lot of ass.
Mm-hmm.
So
I saw the movie Dragon.
Okay, good.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
So them putting him in the game is kind of weird because I don't know if he fits.
His fighting style, from what I've seen in Dragon and other movies he's been in, doesn't seem like that's what's going down inside the octagon.
It's his own.
That was what told me Bruce Lee to begin with, because they released this like faded shot where you just see the fist hitting Jose Aldo in the face. And it was like a reverse back fist.
Is he going to fight like a Tekken style?
Like Law?
Yeah, like Law. Is that what he's going to do?
When you get him down on the ground and grappling, he just loses instantly.
That's what I was thinking. So you're just going to, ground him and just submit him? Or I don't know. That's what, there's a lot of
questions.
What's
going to happen? He's going to bow to you in the beginning, stick out his fist 1 inch, and then you're done.
And then Joe Rogan's going to go, it's all
over.
Your chest.
It's over. Wow. He's going to whoop everybody's ass.
That'd be the most boring game in the world then.
I'm very curious.
True story. Only man that ever beat Chuck Norris.
Only?
The only man.
I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar beat Chuck Norris one time.
With the
one-on-one foot? Yep. One-on-one basketball.
I doubt it.
They didn't record it.
And then Chuck Norris punched him in the face.
So that was the UFC news, people. Now we're going to move on to the show notes.
I got them, finally.
You got them? Yeah. Oh, well,
about damn time. Jesus.
I'll read them.
This show's been a disaster.
Clearly we had to refresh my page.
Microsoft.
See, it wasn't plugged in. It was off.
Microsoft is considering Xbox 360 emulation for the Xbox One. This is the best news I've heard in a long time from the video game world.
Why?
The console world.
Why isn't this day one?
Yeah, that's my question.
What the hell?
Because they didn't think they were going to get their asses handed to them so much.
It took them to almost lose the console war to deliver this news.
That's what you call the big guns.
I mean, this is like when you have a weak game release, this is what you should do.
Yeah.
So you can at least you can enjoy the new features and your old games.
If you announce this information in the beginning, you don't have a weak game release.
That's true, too.
So this is what I want to know. With the emulation of the Xbox 360, are they emulating the full platform? Like, I'll have an Xbox 360 dashboard, and I can download Xbox 360 free month games.
You talking about like Wii U to Wii?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
That would be awesome.
Because if they're doing that whole, like the interface, like I can switch back and forth between interfaces of Xbox One and Xbox 360, that's dope. I'm down. I'm buying 360 or Xbox One 160 now.
I mean, there's a lot of questions that still need to be answered about it, but I would expect them to do it as more of a, like, you have access to the arcade from the 360, but you still have all of your party chats and all of that is run through
that's,
the Xbox
that's
One.
Fine. Yeah, that'd be cool with that. If they integrate everything all together, that's fine. Because then and I can play my all arcade titles that I had before downloaded. That'd be more awesome.
I mean,
I'm asking you because you're lead of Microsoft, clearly.
Those should be attached to your account that you've already paid for them. So yeah. I would hope that you can do that. Because otherwise,
your money, theoretically, carries over from account. Because it's the same account. It's just, so like if I look at my wallet on my Xbox One, it says I have $4 or whatever.
Like that, yeah.
But on my 360, it's the same thing. So, I mean, I would assume the products would be the same.
They need this. Don't think about it, Microsoft. Just go ahead and do it.
Microsoft is looking in. They're looking into the possibility of creating an official emulator to run Xbox 360 games on Xbox One. Partner development lead Frank Savage revealed during the Xbox One use of Windows technology panel at Microsoft's Build Developer Conference. Yeah, so that Build Developer Conference was pretty cool. They showed a lot of Windows 8.1 features.
Fred Savage was there, apparently.
Fred Savage from the Wonder Years. What would you do if I was like... Oh, it's Joe Cocker, by the way.
Joe Cocker.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Is that his actual name?
That is his name, Joe Cocker.
Wow.
That's the best porn star name in the world.
Name's Joe. Joe Cocker. What did he do to her?
He cocked her. that's terrible.
Yeah, I agree, Aaron. It pretty much sums up all our thoughts on this one. Don't think, just do.
Yes.
It's a Nike slogan.
Let's see. Next story. A big one for David Ng here.
Yeah, I'm excited.
The new big Borderlands game will let you play as Claptrap. That's not the news.
That's not the part.
The news is that there's a new big Borderlands game coming out by the end of the year.
I know, which is crazy, but even crazier, not on the new
last gen.
Yeah.
Why?
Because David Ng hasn't upgraded their catering towards him.
I am their one fan base right now.
They're like, this guy represents 90% of our server. So yes.
Randy Pitchford said that exclusively. Yeah. He's like, I have to build this game for Gondo.
And what's interesting to me is that instead of playing as good guys, we're playing as villains.
Craziness, right?
Handsome Jack's people.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a prequel, and they're kind of spoofing that it's a prequel.
Pre-sequel.
It's a pre-sequel.
That's what they call it, yeah.
It's a prequel
it's between
before
one
two,
and two. Between
and
one and two.
Sequel of one.
Yeah, whatever the fuck they're doing.
It's the Star Wars The Clone Wars.
That's on
the TV show.
Yeah.
Set on the moon.
Yeah.
It's not in the notes. That's just something I knew.
You play as bad guys for Handsome Jack, and it's all, or mostly, are they all characters? From
they're
the
all characters that even appear
the
somewhere.
Okay.
Even the clap, yeah.
Even the clap?
Even the clap.
Yeah, you get the clap in
Everybody
this one.
Everybody knows the clap. The first character is Athena the Gladiator. She was specifically in the General Knox DLC, which we all bought.
No, she was supposed to be in.
She was supposed to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says originally.
So is she not in the actual
No, it's originally a character from the Borderlands General Knox DLC. Her action skill is called Kinetic Aspis, which basically translates into a shield that could absorb damage and then can be thrown at enemies with full force of the damage it absorbs. So just like Titanfall.
I wonder if she can hit multiple people, though. Or is it just like one
it's
target?
It's probably like an upgrade tree thing.
Okay.
She's Captain America.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I mean, I don't like...
I usually don't
play as chicks, but, you know. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about the cosplay and the cosplay community. I'm serious. I think I'm going to do... My first cosplay is going to be Salvador.
Wow.
What?
Oh, go ahead.
You're not going to be my...
I'm not going to be anything but Aaron Carter.
You're not going to be my Axel?
I discussed this with David Ng.
Roland?
Why would I go with Roland?
Because
black?
Only black
racist?
Person.
And that's the character Aaron was?
He was also Axel.
I was also Axel.
Axton.
Oh, was it Axton?
Axton.
Ahmed.
You were thinking Axel Foley, you racist.
Ahmed.
Axel Foley. Oh, shit, wow.
I had this conversation with David about cosplay. I'm like, I love the community. I love you guys out there for the hard work that you do, but it's not me unless it was just like a photo shoot and then we're done.
So you're telling me if I buy you a hot dog costume, you'd wear it for a photo shoot?
Yeah.
He's cosplaying as a wiener.
Do the Omeletteville dance a couple of times and
did you do the ask me about my wiener speech?
Like that's as far as my cosplaying goes.
Moving on with the story. Sorry to that.
Hashtag Aaron's a wiener and we'll get it.
Wow.
Wilhelm, the Enforcer. So he was one of the awesome villains.
Yeah, he was one of the mini bosses. Yeah.
He was the giant robot.
Yep. After you
on the bridge
crashed the train. Yeah.
Yeah. Wilhelm is another returning Borderlands character. He's the big robot boss from Borderlands 2, except he wasn't always a robot. He's a human, like any other of the pre-sequel, except you will level him up. His abilities will slowly construct into that robotic form that he eventually turns into. That is cool.
Yeah. So by the end of the game,
the
you're
only
gonna
question
be
I have
different.
For that then is like most of their things are activated abilities that only last for a small time. So is this not that, and you're just actually in that form the whole time, or do you have to activate it like the robot shows up out of nowhere?
Well, they kind of did this with the chick character, where the robot girl that they gave away for free. Yeah, the
necromancer, yeah.
Where if you went towards certain skills, it would change the appearance of your robot and
right,
the skills.
But that was a cooldown thing where like you could only summon it after like a minute or
but whatever. It always had the skin, right? The robot would always beef up as you made it stronger.
Yeah, depending on the skills you went down, it would give it different looks.
I'd assume that realistically the size thing will just be a skin thing growing and you'll get beefier, but you'll still have the same cooldowns, I hope. It'd suck to get really big and then shrink down again.
Yeah, that would be
yeah
crap.
So don't do that to us. Let's see, the other one is Nisha the Lawbringer, another Borderlands 2 character who we knew as Sheriff of Lynchwood. We don't know much more about this character yet. And then the last one's a Claptrap.
And apparently the Claptrap's
short.
Yeah, field of view or whatever is going to be lower than the other
characters.
I mean,
you can notice that even with Salvador, though.
Salvador was short.
Yeah. I never played midgets in the game. So.
Wow, what a racist.
What a racist. Wow.
They like to be called Tyrion Lannisters.
We almost had Peter Dinklage on the show, and now he canceled.
Well, sorry, Dinklage. That just sounds like a small name.
I want to jump into this. Am I the only one who watched the Game of Thrones?
Nope, I watched it.
You watched the Game of Thrones?
I watched it. Gondo, did you?
I do not.
So
you don't
watch
any
of
it?
I don't watch any of it.
Explain this,
sir. Oh, my gosh.
I don't watch it.
Why? Is it incest?
What?
I mean, that's...
Oh, definitely. That was like his reason for not watching it. Like he's involved in incest.
Wow.
So he cannot do it. Like,
wow, that's messed up because he has a sister and she's so nice.
Why? Just no interest ever?
Not really.
Wow.
But there's dragons.
I don't think you watch Breaking Bad.
Season
either,
2.
I did not watch Breaking Bad.
And you don't watch Walking Dead.
I do not watch Walking Dead.
You do not watch like
the I don't watch most any shows.
What do you watch?
The only show I really kind of keep up on right now is
NPR.
Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
NPR. It's terrible.
Oh, we should talk about that
did
one.
Did you watch the new one of that one?
No,
that
I can't.
Captain America?
I can't watch that one until after I watch
Captain
America.
Captain America was on there?
You didn't watch it yet?
No,
I didn't see Captain America.
It changes.
I'm gonna go see that next week.
Okay.
That's
okay.
What I think. What they needed to get the show going where it should be.
Did all those Nerd Reactor? Yeah, I agree with Steven. Did all those Nerd Reactor and everywhere, all over the internet, there's these new memes.
Yes.
Have they ruined stuff for you?
Absolutely. Plus your question about the fear itself, I think it ruined a lot.
Why?
Did you say
I don't
fear?
Know. I have some ideas in my head.
No, okay. Those are misnomers.
Okay, good.
I still, it hasn't ruined it for me. I just see the memes everywhere, though, the Hail Hydra. So I know something's happening with Hydra, but like,
Hydra.
I mean, it hasn't ruined
like,
it.
Like, this is, I try not to think too much about anything because, like, otherwise, my brain's just going to be running and it's just going to make up all these ideas.
No, I did almost spoil it. Right. I almost spoiled it for Gondo. There's a pivotal question I didn't think much of, but it would ruin the whole thing. But.
What's the question? I want to hear it.
Hail Hydra.
I'll tell you.
Hail Hydra?
Yeah.
Maybe.
That sucks. Well, the movie's fantastic.
The movie is
yeah,
good.
I'm very
you saw it
excited.
Too?
I saw it, yes.
See, I want to go see it, but it's just time.
But
is,
you have the internet?
No, it's I don't know if I'm going to believe
you,
like it.
You have shaky hands?
I don't know. I don't have the time right now.
I was not expecting that much awesomeness from a cat movie. And
from the beginning, too. Like, right in the beginning, like, jumps right to the action.
GSP, George St. Pierre.
Which
I
don't want to ruin anything.
As Captain America?
I said, yeah, he plays Captain France.
Captain France.
I don't know if I mean, because Captain America is definitely my second favorite Avenger, but
you know, after Thor, right?
After Panther. Black Panther. Come on now.
Oh, he's not an Avenger. He hasn't been in the movies yet.
So I'm sorry. Wow. I ruined your Black Panther party. Wow. Well,
that's the second time I've heard that reference today. David was with me.
That's terrible.
My dad said that.
Wow.
He was just reliving memories.
Yeah, he was reliving his racist memories. We'll be back after the break to talk about some more video game news, some Game of Thrones. We'll talk about some Captain America.
Marvel, yeah, we got some Marvel
stick
list.
Around.
Steve UJS presents Video Game Bang.
This is Michael John Mollo, composer of Strider. You're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey, this is Stephen Barton. I'm the composer for Titanfall, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Welcome back. Oh, I'm sorry, Stephen.
Welcome back, everybody. How are you doing?
Wow.
Sorry, I get nervous and my voice changes every time.
Stephen O'Shaughnessy. Is that
O'Shaughnessy.
Stephen O'Gutierrez. Let's see, where were we? We were in the middle of news stories, everybody.
We just finished Claptrap and all that stuff.
We finished with the clap. We're moving forward. How Fortnite's PvP and free-to-play model will work. Aaron, would you like to take this one since you wrote it and it's a lot of words?
I literally just turned off my phone to save battery.
Hey, but, you got my phone.
Yeah, I can get this one. Fortnite. Does everybody know what Fortnite is?
No, I unfortunately do not.
Fortnite Cliffy is, Cliff Blazinski said...
His indie game?
Yeah. Epic is still doing it, I think, right?
He announced it with Epic, yeah. Oh. Yeah, Epic is doing it. I don't know if he's still part of it.
I don't know either, actually.
That's a good question.
Because I kept asking Cliff, what are you doing lately? And he was like, I have no idea.
you know, machines.
But Fortnite, he came out, like, I think 2 E3s ago and was talking about, you know, I want to do something that's kind of Minecraft and Left 4 Dead.
Because Minecraft changed the world.
He wants to mix, like, Minecraft, Left 4 Dead, and Gears of War. That's what he kind of said. And then before we do the story, the alpha is out for Fortnite. Or not out, but they're taking signups for the alpha. And that, like, all that is on the questionnaire. How long do you play Call of Duty? How long do you play Minecraft? How long do you play...
So they're being pretty selective.
Yeah. They're like, and then they ask you, what's your favorite game? Minecraft, Call of Duty, Gears of War. Like, I was like, none of these? So how is that even...
He said, where's Smite?
Where's Relevant?
Yeah. Yeah. Smite on this.
Or that other damn game you played, that MMO.
Oh,
Terra.
Yeah.
Terra.
All right, so your phone's locked, Steven.
Online.
But Fortnite is going to be a free-to-play game.
Just give me out your password on the internet. I like it.
More information has emerged about Epic's long in development building game Fortnite, including the competitive multiplayer component and free-to-play sales model. Though both elements are still in development, and Epic wants... Epic warns that could change. The company gave details on its plan so far. In May issue of Game Informer.
People, 3 years ago.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah.
Who talks to Game Informer? Now we'll hear about it like after it comes out.
While the normal team gameplay revolves around building your defenses and preparing for monsters that come out at night, the PvP limits to one builder, limits your building speed and only gives you one constructor, excuse me. So the game is basically like Minecraft. You know, you build your forts during the daytime. You go scavenge for stuff. And then at night, monsters and stuff come out. The little teaser trailer that they gave when they first announced it, they showed, like, you build forts out of, like, whatever you can find
like
in the world.
Stop signs.
Yeah, like old pieces of wood.
Shopping
like
carts.
Whatever you can find, yeah.
What's the graphic level on this?
Remember,
it was cartoony when
yeah,
I saw it.
Yeah, it was like, it's like, do shading? You remember seeing the game Brink?
Oh, yeah, yes. The one that you guys played for, like, a day?
Yeah, it's similar to that, but a lot more cartoonier. Because they had, like, really exaggerated jaws and noses and stuff like that. And then their waist would be, like, a toothpick.
Elephantitis of the face.
Yeah, it would look weird. But, you know, so that's how they ran this game.
Very disproportioned.
Let's see. Other players lend support by scavenging for supplies for the constructor or attacking the enemy base to distract them from their own building duties. Nighttime brings monsters just like in normal play. But you can lead them towards the enemy base and help in your assault. The free-to-play element isn't finalized either, but right now Epic is considering a card pack model. Playing normally will gain you items on your own, but you can purchase card packs that would instantly give you more loot like schematics, heroes, vanity items, or more valuable items.
There's potential there.
Card packs. What do you like about the? So if they're saying card packs, that means they're probably going to put a ton of items in this game.
Yeah,
most likely. Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
my only issue with the card pack thing is often that can get really out of hand, and it can turn into one of those pay to win type situations.
Any tips on whether it's going to be? I always forget the term, the Minecraft term, where you walk in the land generates.
Oh,
I would imagine it's not going to.
Rendered?
No. Like, he's talking about, like, just random, how it all randomly, I can't remember, something generated.
Or you set in a set world that doesn't change.
I hope it's random. I mean, like, the trailer literally is just a CG, like, I don't know, minute.
Yeah, the guy just puts a soda can in a gun and a grenade explodes. Yeah, he, like, shoots.
You gotta shake it up first.
Yeah, he shakes it, throws shake it in the gun. Shake it
up. And, like, they showed them, like, run into the building. It's like, turn on the generator. And then they try to turn it on, and then it breaks. And, like, the generator's broken. And then monsters just rush in, and they're, like, trying to close the gate and everything like that.
I hope it's more Minecraft than it is Call of Duty Zombies.
I don't know. It's Cliff Bleszinski.
I want some longevity. Like, I'd like to start a game and be able to survive for a long time and not, like, oh, die, and then everybody has to start over from scratch over and over again.
They'll probably have respawns, at least.
I'd like a continuous world.
But see, this is difficult to think about because it's free to play.
Yeah.
So you're not thinking about just a game mode like Horde and stuff like that for Call of Duty. Why would you buy a Horde mode for free to play?
Is this going to be on PC only?
Well, right now, it's just saying that that it's PC, of course. They always start stuff on PC for, like, alpha and stuff like that. But most likely, they'll probably put it on the X1 and P4.
Hopefully. I mean, they definitely need something.
Free-to-play is always good.
I definitely keep my eye on it because it sounds like it'll be cool to
join
build
the
up a
beta.
Base.
Yeah. I mean, excuse me. The alpha.
Yeah. I don't even think I would qualify for the alpha.
Why not?
I don't play Call of Duty.
It's called lying.
I'm uncomfortable lying.
Really? I invented it. you go on the internet.
I don't play that.
The man doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow.
Who are you?
Who are you, man?
Wow. I literally just watched Parks and Rec today, and one of the married couples on there, the wife got the husband the Iron Throne.
Oh, yeah?
And he, like, freaked out because he's a big, like, nerd, and he's sitting in the chair, and he's like, yes, come here. No. He's like, they do a montage of him just saying random stuff. And then she tries to get in on the act, and she's like, our battle cruiser. She's like, don't do it if you don't know the show. It's hilarious.
Now, everybody, we're going to do some Bang Bites. Bang Bites are little one-off stories that we're just going to kind of discuss as a group. No real format, except you do whatever I say.
Wow.
Let's see. Number one.
Not going to lie. When he said Bang Bites, I was like thinking the bagels. Wow. If you can have pizza, I want a bagel. You can
get a pizza anytime.
That's funny.
Sony lists The Last of Us Remastered for PS4. That's cool.
Really?
Well, I mean, you should, if they're not going to do an emulator like the Xbox One is planning on doing.
How better is it going to?
It's remastered.
Well, looks amazing already. Like,
but I think the main objective is that you can play it on your PS4.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah,
it's for all those people that felt left out from...
That game was amazing. And it was only at 720.
It came out at the tail end of the PS4, right? Yeah. Or PS3, you mean, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So then that's probably why, yeah. Now you can go back and play one of the candidates for Game of the Year.
So good.
Lesbian kissing in that one?
What would
I think they're throwing in that DLC, though.
Oh, sweet.
If GTA 5 came to the Xbox One...
I'd be pissed.
You wouldn't buy it?
No, I'd probably buy it, I'd be pissed because I was holding out the whole time for it, remember? And then I'm just going to wait, and then...
It's come to the PC, though.
Caved.
Oh, they caved?
I believe so, yeah. Wow. I keep seeing news around talking about it.
Sure that wasn't the April Fool's?
It could have been.
Oh, if that was April Fool's, that is a fucked up joke.
Yeah, because I know the PC people were clamoring for that one.
Oh, yeah. Not as much as the goddamn Nerd Reactor.
Yeah, that's true.
The 11th is
totally got me with the Marvel thing.
Oh, Nerd Reactor.
The 11th is the update for the...
Heist?
No. Just customizing the grab missions.
Okay. I'm done with that. Wow. Let's see. Marvel Now, the biggest movie franchise ever, bigger than Harry Potter. $2.46 billion.
Yep. This is in
and rising
money, right?
Yes. Okay. Out of all their franchises, yes.
Okay.
And go figure.
Out of all their franchises, including like X-Men and things?
X-Men's not their
franchise. No, there's
Marvel Studios.
Yeah, Marvel Studios, yeah.
Okay.
And it was an independent.
Captain America actually pushed them over the top. the second one, of course.
Yeah, the Captain America movie did gangbusters. And it is a fantastic movie. Like, I can't
now, do you think it set the bar really high for the next Avengers? Not movie Avengers, but, like, single ones. Like, you know, the next Hulk movie or the next. Are they even going to do another Hulk movie?
I want them to.
Planet Hulk.
I really want to see a Planet Hulk movie. That would be amazing.
No, you gotta you guys are thinking way too far in the future for that type of stuff.
It doesn't have to be that far in the future.
I think minimum five movies. Sorry.
To me, I think a lot of the comic community who aren't just hardcore Hulk fans will agree that Hulk's best storyline was Planet Hulk and World War Hulk.
Hands down, yeah.
And I think that for me, you know, to make me interested in a Hulk movie, it has to be Planet Hulk or bust.
Planet Hulk.
I feel like I've seen everything over and over again. Hulk smash. He beat A-Bomb. They put him up against his main people, and it's just the same
stuff. But you got to think. You need a Doctor Strange movie, right?
Which is coming.
Okay, that is coming. So that's one movie.
Winter is coming. Sorry, Gonda, you don't know that.
He doesn't get it.
You need Marvel to acquire X-Men again.
No, they can cut out X-Men.
So, okay, then.
They don't need it. They just go with the exact same characters. They don't call need Zeman.
It takes some riding around to do the Illuminati is what you're getting at.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they can do that. And actually, like, in the comics, the Illuminati was pulling the strings in the background, but it was S.H.I.E.L.D. that shot him into space.
So they can do a S.H.I.E.L.D. thing.
If they switch out
one bald guy for another.
Well, no, if they do just like, you know, Tony Stark and some other smart people.
They can do Stark, Fury, and Cap make that decision.
Cap would never do that.
They could put Pym in there and...
Yeah,
Strange. They can get around like,
the Michael Douglas. Yeah,
Michael Douglas Pym. Yeah, would definitely send Hulk into space. I don't know because Pym is a
send Hulk to space and he's a, send isn't, my wife.
Isn't a Catherine Pym Zeta-Jones. Supposed to be a character about rehabilitation?
Because he needs it. Yeah.
If they don't want to vilify those guys too, they can just say like it was a S.H.I.E.L.D. thing and behind Nick Fury or that board above Nick Fury.
At Marvel, I don't think they would go so far off the block that they wouldn't.
They would. They already have. They've already had to make.
With what?
They've made.
They're going to be with Age of Ultron.
Well, Age of Ultron, yes.
Oh, yeah. That there's no way. Like, two of the pivotal characters in the Age of Ultron story, two of the biggest characters that have the most page time is Wolverine and Mrs. Fantastic.
Well, but see, that's not Marvel's fault. That's legal issues with other companies that own those characters.
But even the Ultron backstory relies on Pym. Vision. And they're going to change it now.
Well, they probably had to change it to...
Exactly, so they can change things.
To force it in. But I don't think that's a huge...
That's huge, making it Tony Stark.
Because you don't know comic books.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you?
He just knows it from Wikipedia.
We did this test.
First of all.
In the Marvel Universe, David reigns supreme in this room.
First of all, they're doing that.
Sure, I think he did win the.
They're doing the Tony Stark thing because he is the star right now.
He is Iron Man.
Excuse me. They're doing the Robert Downey Jr. thing because he is the star. So, you know, it probably makes more sense than to get the new person that hasn't been in the series at all.
Well, his movie's not even coming out till after.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
which makes some sense.
I mean, it's just. They're just probably doing it with scheduling and everything like that. It makes sense what they're doing. I understand. You know why they're doing
so
it.
So if they're making that cut, they can skim over the Illuminati.
But this is Hulk's masterpiece. His whole series. Yeah. And I mean,
I think as long as they get the premise, because the premise is awesome. And then is
Planet Hulk. Yes, you can do that. But you're skimming over everything. But then when he comes back,
they don't need all the people because that was a huge storyline. There's no way they could put the entire World War Hulk in a movie because he went and he wrecked
everybody. Yeah.
He wrecked Ghost Rider.
So that means you need to bring all those people into. You need an Avenger sized movie alone for the Hulk.
They can justify it with the current roster plus Strange.
Hulk versus the Avengers.
Maybe the current
Guardians.
Roster.
The current roster of in-film people.
Who's putting up a fight besides Iron Man in the current roster?
That's the good thing about movies, Thor. Aaron.
You're going to have Hawkeye come up there and shoot a couple of arrows?
Yeah, he's going to crush
him. You're going to have Scarlet come up there and shoot a couple of bullets or
something? In comics, though, the way they always fought the Hulk was they made Wasp fly in his ear. and just like blast him with her little.
But like that's
just make him hit himself.
The only time I've ever seen I saw on the Earth's Mightiest Heroes Avengers when Hawkeye went and looked for the Hulk, and he's like, "If you don't come with me, I'm gonna have to just take you down." And then the Hulk laughed so hard he turned back into Bruce Banner. That was the only time I've ever seen Hawkeye even. And Hawkeye was like, "Well, yeah, that's the only way I could have beat him right then. I had to get him, you know, back."
They can write it well where they can beat him, but they can give him the Sentry or something, and the Sentry come down.
No,
I trust their writing skills. They are definitely doing very well.
And that's probably why they're staying away from the Planet Hulk and World War Hulk because they don't have the roster to even go up against. Continuously angry Hulk.
Without spoilers, there were some nice little Easter eggs in the movie. There was a nod to Strange, so mm-hmm. they've acknowledged his existence, which I think they've even done in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., David said.
Yeah, they mentioned his name, pretty sure, Stephen in the Agents Strange? Of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even know his first name was Steven.
Did you know he's a doctor? A real doctor?
I didn't.
Yeah, he was.
Did you know I'm a doctor?
He was a brain surgeon until he got into a car accident.
And everything happened was so strange.
Yeah. Oh my God! If they make it Johnny Depp,
it kind of
it
fits.
Better be John Hamm. If John Hamm is not Doctor Strange, I'll be upset.
I can see John Hamm. I guess yeah.
John Hamm. Let's see. The other cool little thing is I could have swore they were gonna go into Civil War. They like did like a pre.
I want to see that before Planet Hulk and stuff.
I don't know if they can do that, though.
I think.
Oh, yeah, they can.
You know, do you think they'll assassinate the Cap?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty much a given.
Yeah, yeah.
That's been news for a while because of how many movies Chris Evans has on his contract. His movies compared to the guy who plays Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier dude has like 9 movies on his Marvel contract. They're not going to put friggin' Winter Soldier in 9 Marvel movies. They got to have plans.
Yeah, I can see. And I wouldn't be upset. I mean,
and Chris Evans, he's like been talking in the media saying he's tired of acting, that he wants to retire.
Get out of here. Tired at what? How old is he?
I don't know. He can
like
do it.
30 something?
He's had a long history of being kind of pissed off that some of the cheesier movies like Fantastic Four and what's that little high school thing he was in?
Not another teen movie?
Yeah, that one. He gets pissed that those are his main movies, but he's done all these indie movies that he keeps saying are his masterpieces that he loves and stuff, but he's only known for Captain America.
Because he wants those.
He's mainstream.
He's an artist type of guy.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. Whatever.
When you're broke, you're going to be like, I should do Captain America.
Exactly. Don't. I understand that you're an artist and you have this craft and all that type of stuff.
Next thing you know, he's wearing a paper bag.
But last time I checked, those people control their careers once they hit a certain point. You can just do indie movies if you want to, but no, you want to suit up and put the star on your chest and throw a shield. So
I can understand Robert Downey Jr. like wanting, like, tired and okay, let me just do the Avengers movies. That's fine, I'll accept it. But Chris Evans, come on, man.
Yeah, no, dude.
What do you got on your belt? Cellular?
Yeah,
that's it.
Wow, that's pulling one out of the.
I actually watched
crap,
that movie.
The crap movie.
You got Push.
Yeah, I didn't even finish that movie.
Get out of here.
Push was bad.
He set his own self up then for superhero movies. Because Push came before all of them, didn't it?
Yep.
No, Fantastic Four was about before.
Oh, it was...
Well, he still set himself up.
He was pretty
up.
Young in Fantastic Four.
He still set himself up. I don't know. Chris Evans, dude...
Just keep milking it, bro. Keep milking it, man.
I would tend to agree. In other Marvel news, though, the chick from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yes.
Kelly Smulders?
Kobe.
Cheese. Kobe. I get on fire. Pass the ball, Kobe. She's going to be in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. now that her schedule is cleared up.
Yeah, it's all free. Now that she confused the hell out of everybody with the ending of How I Met Your Mother. Sons of Mothers. Hated that stupid ending.
I've heard bad things.
You know what?
It was not satisfying.
No. I don't understand why they chose to go that way. We're like totally off the Marvel.
That's fine.
But yeah, it was just. It's like you just wasted 9 seasons of your life.
No,
I've never watched that show.
It's like
cut pieces of it
because it's like they build up and say that this main character is going through all these relationships to learn, and then he ends up going back to season 2.
What killed me on that whole damn learned. Show, and it's just bothered the hell out of me, probably more than it should have, is that who's the not who doesn't play the narrator,
Bob
but
Saget.
Which character is the narrator?
Ted.
Ted, yeah.
Character.
Ted.
Ted, okay.
Even I knew that.
I don't give a shit. No. But why? He's an adult.
Yes.
How does his voice turn into Bob Saget's voice? Does he...
At, you know what they do at the end?
What?
They just totally erase Bob Saget, and they just put Ted's character right there, and he just talks.
That's retarded.
Yeah, yeah. They just change up the voice.
I'm sorry. That's what killed the show for me. Because I'm like, how is the narrator talking from his perspective, but it's clearly Bob Saget.
I want to know...
Was he saying dirty jokes?
This is what I want to know when they write, because, you know... When I write scripts and stuff like that, I kind of rarely have the ending
prepared,
thought out.
Yeah.
So I want to know, is that what they did? Did they just go into this, well, I got a good idea. Let's tell a story about a guy telling his kids how he met their mother and then write some funny jokes around it. You know, this will be good. And they just keep writing and then like, oh, this is a hit. Season two, season three. And they don't have an ending and they're just going. And then...
Well, the thing is, though, because they did... a lot of interaction with the kids at the end.
Uh-huh.
They had to have had at least several possible endings so that they could record the kids. Because the kids are grown up now.
Yeah, yeah.
And they look very different.
Yeah, they definitely do.
So they had to record at least some stock footage, like, reactions so that they could figure out what they were going to do when they get to the end. Then they had, like, several endings Weird. They could pick from.
It's just, it left you with a unanswered jumble of, like...
existential crisis.
It seems like it seemed to me. I equated it as like it seemed like an ending for a movie, not a TV series.
Well, Colby is going to be moving to. She played a role in Captain America
and the Avengers.
And the Avengers. She had a good role in Cap.
Yeah, I think her role in the Shield is going to be bigger.
Really?
Oh yeah, she's a cast member. Because
in all those other ones, it's like they show her, they talk to her, but it's not a big enough role. Like she's not in the forefront.
So who are they pushing out?
So I think
I don't think they're pushing out anybody.
You don't think they're going to push out the Asian chick?
No, I think they'll have
shot in the head.
No, they'll have her be like.
I don't think she's not going to be on the
Nick
crew
Fury for the show.
Oh, she's like giving the orders. Okay, I can see Maria Hill.
Let's see. Super Smash Brothers gets another newcomer, Charizard and Greninja. Oh, Greninja!
Yeah, now my joke comes full circle.
Yeah, Greninja.
The guy whose scarf is actually his tongue.
Yeah, that's really weird.
That's gross.
So it is gross, right?
Is it the same thing where you play as Pokemon trainer and you switch between those?
They actually threw the Pokemon trainer out so far. So far, all the characters aren't confirmed. So he might come back with three new ones or something. But I guess Charizard was so popular that threw him in there, and then that
he's actually punching.
That yeah, he actually has his own moveset.
He's kick punching.
Yeah.
Good. So they're two separate characters.
Yeah, and then
if they do the super mode again, he has to evolve into the Black
Charizard.
They
showed his Mega Evolution.
Yeah, they did show his Mega Evolution. Yeah.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, it was pretty dope.
Cool.
I don't know about the frog thing.
It's the black one too. It's not the other one that just looks more dragon.
Oh man, Peter Molyneux news, people. We got this guy keeps weaseling his way into something by saying something stupid, and this time he says Xbox One Kinect is a joke.
Yeah, really?
Yes, he did.
I actually wish the Kinect wasn't a requirement.
And I think the reporter then said, "You're a joke, Peter."
You want to know what a real joke was? Fable 2, asshole.
I want my money back. Pre-ordered it. It's the receipt right here.
I did actually pre-order that game.
Exactly.
It's sad. It's
sad. Hey, did you like
call that your multiplayer is a joke, Peter?
Wow, that was so upsetting. Peter, so upsetting,
Peter.
Who would make a co-op game and then both of you can't even put your actual character into their world. You just
had
to
share a freaking screen.
You had a stock character.
I had to share a screen since
Nintendo. Yeah, like old Nintendo.
He's like Mario Brothers, that one mode where you could be both Mario Brothers at the same time. That's bullshit, Peter. Go to hell.
Wow. Wow. It's a little extreme.
I'm so sick of this guy. Like,
a little extreme.
I'm sick of this guy. That's why Lion
said
got
just tell him to go
him.
Fuck himself. You can use it. Go ahead. I'll lend it to you.
Go fuck yourself?
Wow.
Okay.
Darkest timeline, everybody.
It's not me. Let's see. Amazon passes Hulu and Apple in streaming. Well, okay. I think it passed Apple at conception. let's see. So
it's
Hulu.
Terrible. Hulu
is
big,
though. That's reasonable.
Hulu is big.
And not to mention, Hulu has free services, too. So I don't know if they count the free Hulu. Maybe it's subscribers.
No, I appreciate the subscribers.
And didn't we just do a story about Amazon coming out with their box now?
The Fire Amazon Fire.
So that means they're going to have an install base whenever it comes out. So Hulu, it's time to bring out the Hulu box.
But does Amazon
do
make
I really
their
need
TV
five
shows?
Boxes to watch?
Yes,
TV.
You do. Yes, you do now.
Still cheaper than cable.
True.
There it is. Boom. Hulu will be on a thumb drive
internet,
for you, though.
Internet.
Star
still
Wars.
Still cheaper than everything else.
Wait. Before that Star Wars one, does everybody have a data plan on their phone?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You can run out of data?
Yes. I have T-Mobile, so they give you a set amount, and then after you hit that, they throttle you. So
they
you still
get,
have
yeah,
it, but
give
it's
you
slower.
High speed.
Okay.
I have
data,
a set.
And then you have...
I had a coworker tell me that she had a data plan that ran out. I was like,
it's
that's
stupid.
Mine can run
go
out.
Go to Metro.
But
I've never heard of that
it's
before.
It's enough that it won't.
Come to T-Mobile.
I've
run out and then completely won't work?
Yeah, we can go on for hours. I have a lot of opinions on that, David. You know, the fact that they say, like, you'll never run out.
No, I mean,
today,
like,
you won't, but...
No, I mean, I've tracked my usage.
But
so
I in the future, when you want, when people are doing more with their phones...
Well, that's why I can connect
to
Wi-Fi
networks.
Watch
one YouTube video and
well,
you're
yeah,
done.
We can all...
That doesn't count.
Yeah, I know. We all have that.
It's like somebody selling me air. Like, you might run out, yeah. But it's...
Did you know they have flavored air that you can buy?
That's terrible.
Yeah, they have oxygen bars.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Wow.
Episode 5, 6, 7.
Wow.
And 8.
It's Roman numerals, people.
And 8.
Director J.J. Abrams are preparing to build an extensive recreation of Tatooine. Ooh, there's going to be 4 moons now? Or 4 suns?
Isn't it destroyed?
Tatooine?
No. How would that get destroyed?
What am I thinking of?
It's a
you're thinking
planet.
Of...
Death Star?
Leia's. No,
no Leia's home. Alderaan.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a nice nod to the oldies.
Is it still going to be a desert? I mean,
why would it change?
It's been deserts for eons.
It says extensive recreation.
That means lots of sand.
The sand
would
<sand,
laughs> be a nice big city. Nice
sand
big
people
city.
Have taken over and they've built pyramids.
Sand people?
They're in the.
Were they
the
Jawas? Is that what they were?
Yeah, they're Jawas. Yeah.
The sand
no,
people.
No, not
the
sand
people.
They're Tusken Raiders.
Tusken Raiders.
The Jawas are the little guys in the robes with the bright eyes.
Yeah.
So then what are the Tusken Raiders?
Those are those guys that go with the guns.
Oh, with the spiky.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those are sand
okay.
people.
They're
sand
people.
I get
those.
I swear, I get those confused. The Jawas and the Tusken Raiders confused.
If anything, I would get Jawas sense. And Ewoks kind of mixed up because they're kind of similar. They're little guys.
Ewoks.
What?
Was
they're very different.
Yeah, I was gonna say one's a bear, then one's like a black mage in Final Fantasy or something.
But
like
they're
that.
Tiny and terrible. I don't know. They don't really show the Jawa's face, so I was just kind of imagining Ewok in there.
Like wow, skinny, like he just pulls the hood back, and we're all actually Ewoks.
What,
that's
racist?
So terrible.
Jesus, Aaron knew exactly what you were saying.
I think.
Wow, that's racist in and of itself.
Yeah.
I have a black friend.
Wow.
I've just always kind of related the two. I mean, I would never mix Jawas and Tusken Raiders. Jawas and Ewoks I can understand. Come on, dude.
Gondo, are you a Star Wars fan?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you excited about these new movies that are coming out?
I've never seen
it. I am, tentatively.
Are you weary?
Like, I'm a little weary, yeah. I mean, like...
I think everybody's
it
weary.
Can't get much worse than the prequel, though, right?
I didn't think
that.
They were that bad.
Well...
I didn't think they were that bad.
Depends
I didn't
on
like,
which
I didn't like episode...
What's wrong with that?
I didn't like episode one.
What's wrong with episode one?
It was...
Episode one was not paced well.
To me, it was boring all the way until the final battle with Darth Maul.
First of all, Liam Neeson.
Yeah, Liam Neeson.
Episode.
Yeah.
Anakin, there's not much time.
That's terrible. Because Anakin, you're going to be taken.
You're going to be taken.
No, yeah. When I heard J.J. Abrams was going to direct it, I had a little more confidence.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job with the Star Trek series.
Banda
Pudu. Yeah. I wonder what else he's going to if he succeeds in rebooting this. Well, not rebooting, but you know, like putting a spin on it, then sky's the limits for that guy. He's going to do every movie.
J.J. Abrams.
He's going to do every movie.
Maybe he'll give us a good Indiana Jones.
No pressure.
Oh, let that one die. And then all the news about there being a new Goonies.
Oh, I know.
I did hear about
don't
the
do
sequel.
That.
Leave it alone.
Don't do that.
You don't want to see Josh Brolin? Grown
no,
up?
No.
They'll all be grown up and they'll be
you
treasure
don't
hunters
see,
now.
Fat Sean Astin? You don't want to see.
And then Skinny Chunk.
Isn't one dead?
Skinny Chunk, yeah, he's like buff now.
Yeah.
I thought one was dead.
The Asian kid?
Corey.
Don't tell
no,
me
Corey Feldman's alive.
Corey Feldman's
Corey
alive.
Corey
Haim is
dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the Coreys was dead.
Not this one. Corey Feldman, actually, he's one of the voices of reason. He says he will not be involved in the project
good.
Unless
no.
Spielberg is a part.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I like Spielberg. Me and him are...
just be the producer.
What about the two girls? Like, how's their careers?
The blonde girl is on Raising Hope.
Oh, yeah, she's the mom.
She's the mom from Raising Hope.
That's her?
Yeah. No. She looks the same.
And the other one?
Yeah, she looks very similar, actually.
I have no idea where the other one is. Wow. I just watched Raising Hope.
That's what the movie's going to be about, them finding the other girl. It's actually a documentary.
It'll probably be about their kids or something stupid.
And they'll have little cameos or something in there?
Yeah, and they'll have that... that beast will be played by...
He's not. If he's not dead by now...
No, they won't have him back. They'll, like, pick someone else.
Do you want
else.
The man-woman?
Seth Rogen or something.
To be a deformed giant?
Yeah.
Wow.
Seth Rogen is, or Jack Black or something.
That's terrible.
I'm not saying it's going to be good. That's my prediction.
There's some movies that you just do not need to remake, and that's one of them.
It's not even a remake, though. It's a sequel.
A sequel doesn't need to be made either. Like, I had this discussion at work when we were talking about the Ninja Turtles and how they were remade. I'm all for retelling of stories and different, you know, different people putting their spin on it. But looks are a little more, I don't know.
Are you just mad about the noses?
The noses look stupid. They look like Shrek.
Everybody in that cast that I've seen, and when they've slowed down and show them, they just look like black people. No lie.
The Ninja Turtles?
Mike Jones?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They have a meme.
It's Mike Jones.
They have a meme on the internet that shows four black rappers that are just Ninja Turtles. Wow. I swear to you.
Mike Jones.
And when Mike, look at the scene at the end with Michelangelo where he takes off his mask. That's a black guy. The lips, all that stuff.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Michael Bay's doing it.
Exactly. And he's racist. I don't like it.
the only black transformer.
When I was thinking of the movie, I'm sorry. When I was first approached to do,
can't stand that.
What was the movie? I can't do this.
Yeah, the prompter's off. I can't do this.
The Division, getting help from Ghost Recon, future shoulder dev.
That's all right.
The Division, getting help from Ghost Recon, future soldier dev.
Anybody play future soldier in here?
I did not.
I think Laura was the only one that played.
Beta.
The one thing Laura played, huh?
Yeah, and she was trying to get all of us on it for real, too.
You know what she said about it, right?
No, what?
Wow.
I believe it.
Wow.
The Division is one of the games of this year that I have some high hopes for. I see it as a black horse.
You better hope it doesn't crash, because I have high hopes for it, too, from the trailer that they showed. But
Our first glimpse into the snowdrop ending.
Still haven't seen anything
about
the
graphics. You got to go watch it, dude.
Besides the grenade going, following the guy. That's something.
Did you see the, and I know it's a stupid thing, but like the guy was shooting a sign in the sky and it put holes in it, bullet holes, and then like sunlight was coming through.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like just the graphics engine they use is that detailed to where you're actually putting holes in things.
Hmm.
Like we're going from the days in our lifetime when there was GoldenEye, where you take the gun and you shoot the same little black spot.
And it would just keep re-skinning over.
Bullet holes on top of bullet holes. And now we're going to get like light shining through. And I'm excited.
What type of cool
it.
Mechanics could they like? You know what would be kind of cool is if they had like just a dark area and then you shot like the light up top.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just shined, you know, and then you got to see enemies trying to hide in the dark over there or something.
Shoot
like
a hole in the roof to get sun in the...
Or if they had like night vision on, you shoot and just blind them real quick.
You know what? That would sound good if you're playing like a vampire game or something.
Oh, and just like, oh.
They've tried vampire games.
Yeah, no, and they all failed.
They all failed for some reason.
That would be actually really awesome.
But that's only because, I mean, who the hell is going to really do that?
I don't know.
Like Metro game. Metro. Use it for Metro. That series, because most of the time it's dark.
I've never played Metro. Not a second of it. Is it free?
Riddick.
Chronicles of Riddick?
Yeah.
That'd be...
I remember running through and shooting out all the lights so I could use my night vision.
Oh, really?
And the guards couldn't see me, so
you
I was
mean
just
your
like
regular
always crouching.
Did they at least freak out because it was dark?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hey, who turned out the lights?
Yeah, Doctor Who, they don't get it.
Oh, okay. number 10
I watch
story.
Good shows.
Wow, how dare you.
Sony's announced sandbox game gets a teaser site. Announcement coming tomorrow.
Yeah, literally tomorrow, everybody. So
the
you're
day
listening,
that you're
to,
listening
this,
to this.
Yeah.
Today.
Go to their teaser website, which is www.ihavenoidea.com.
I actually am very happy with the news. I thought it was fantastic when they announced it today.
What type of genre is that game again?
It's a sandbox.
Oh, okay.
It's a timepiece. It's a time period. I don't want to spoil it for the listeners who don't know yet, but it does take place in a time frame.
Okay.
I could confirm that. There's characters.
Yeah.
There's going to be people in the game.
Little story, little beginning, middle,
there's
and
a
end.
Protagonist.
And what's
and
cool,
an antagonist.
What's cool about it is that it's like you can go anywhere.
Really?
In the game.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be that French indie
game. It's
going to
be Pac-Man.
That we hated. What was it? That French indie game?
Angar. Angare.
That would be terrible. Sony actually funded it.
First of all, we can't say we hate the game because we don't know what the game is.
I hated the
about.
Trailer, okay? Like, I'll get specific.
The game could be actually really good. We just don't know what it is.
He unfollowed us on Twitter.
Oh, what is wrong,
Come
Angare?
On, Angar.
Come on.
I didn't follow him back.
Wow.
I got upset. Let's see. Yeah. I think
that's all the bang bites.
We can wrap this puppy up, everybody. Thank you all so much for joining us. It's been a good show. This is the part of the show where we're just going to kind of hang out and talk a little bit. David,
talk a lot about nothing.
Why don't you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, why do you? You
like it's so good.
And why do you hate America?
Because we're terrible people.
Wow. It is actually good. I haven't seen the first episode of the season, but I'm all caught up.
I don't know if it's free on 360. I know on the Xbox One they were giving
it. I have the internet.
Free.
I don't know.
Whatever. Is it too vulgar? Is it too?
You don't like watching the boobs?
There's got to be a reason
because there are a lot of boobs.
I've only watched like one episode.
That you've seen 80 boobs at least.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of boobs
and
already.
Probably like
yeah.
four penises.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, I'm almost tempted to try reading the books.
What? Who reads?
Jinx.
Actually, my girlfriend read the books and she liked the series a lot.
Craziness.
And she didn't talk you into watching it yet?
Well, no. She doesn't watch the show.
You know,
no, she doesn't?
No. It's different. It's like Walking Dead, kind of.
What stories are a little...
The stories changed. Are... Yeah, because apparently there's characters that are alive that are dead in the books, that die in the books in a certain way, but they're still alive, and then vice versa.
Well, I heard that the TV show is only up through...
Like in the
first half of the third book.
Yeah.
That's where the Red Wedding happens.
Mm. You know what worries me? Is there's reports that say that he doesn't know how to end it.
It's
I'd
been
be
a long time
like,
and he hasn't finished
I'd
it
I'd be
yet.
More concerned that he was going to die before he ended
He's
it.
Probably,
even if he had
no,
a nice
that
He already has diabetes.
Does he have diabetes?
I'm just guessing.
Oh, wow.
He's an older gentleman.
That beard
And
has
he's
diabetes.
Been writing this series for a long time. And he's only done five books right
and
now.
And now, like, the popularity of the show is way bigger than it was when he already couldn't finish it. The pressure that's on this guy to not screw it up.
But you know, he's probably got a staff.
He's got no pressure.
You don't think so?
No. The pressure exists, but for him, I don't think. He kills characters left and right. Yes. There's no pressure.
What character do you like, Corey?
Yeah.
He's dead.
There's no pressure on him like that he feels. There's
If you guys want to go see a good have a good laugh and you like the show, go look at the Honest trailer. For,
yes.
Game of Thrones.
I saw that one. The spoiler one was amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch
Did
the
you
other
watch
one.
The other one? The other one is just like they just blur things out.
Oh, really?
That's pretty much all it is. It's just blurred.
My favorite part was the Sean Bean part.
Yes. If you know Sean Bean, if you're related to Sean Bean, you're going to die.
They killed Sean Bean. Sean Bean's wife. Sean Bean's son. Sean's other son.
Sean Bean's unborn. Great.
Sean Bean's best friend. Everybody who knows Sean Bean.
Yeah. Sean Bean picks some roles that he just likes to die in for some reason. I have no idea.
Have
why.
You seen, like, if there's a video on YouTube, it's like every single one of his deaths in all his movies he's been in.
I don't know why he picks those roles. Maybe that's his...
Some people just know how to die, Aaron.
Well...
And he's one of them.
And Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi.
He dies in almost every damn thing that he's in, too.
Oh, except Burt Wonderstone.
Speaking of death, did you guys hear about The Ultimate Warrior?
Did you hear about Mickey Rooney?
Yeah, I did. I didn't hear about Mickey Rooney, but I did hear about...
Wow.
Ultimate Warrior. And then I saw somebody post a video that said Ultimate Warrior was an ultimate dick. And it showed all his feuds, quote unquote feuds that he had with people. And then he did this young Republicans Party thing where he was kind of I don't know anything about politics, so I could be wrong, but he was doing something like anti-gay thing or something like that.
Oh, wow.
He was
the guy coming from the most rainbow colored neon wrestler.
You think his death was ultimate?
No, he just kind of passed out in a hotel. He just keeled over.
You think he died and was like, fuck!
That's terrible. Fuck! That's terrible. A man died, people. A man died.
Too soon?
He just died literally yesterday.
Oh, God.
Well, you know what?
That was my favorite wrestler growing up.
It was mine, too.
Really?
I remember watching WrestleMania.
Like, in the game, like back in the day, he would like run in place and then he would jump.
Yeah.
And like that was like his move. And it would knock everybody out. The best move ever.
I remember watching the WrestleMania where he fought Hulk Hogan in champion versus champion. He was Intercontinental, Hulk Hogan, heavyweight champion. They fought. And it was like the only time Hulk Hogan ever lost that I saw in that time period where nobody used a chair. Nobody came out and held the rope or held his foot down.
So
or
are you saying
like
it
that.
Was a fair fight?
Ultimate, it was a fair fight. It was a fair fake fight, and the Ultimate Warrior won. And I remember just being like, "Yeah!"
I don't remember too many instances with him. I'm a little bit older.
I always wanted him to join the Legion of Doom.
He fit right in.
Yeah,
they had the same face paint practically. He was weird.
Except
like
Rainbow.
He got this push to be the champion, and in the wrestling world, you have to. You know, be deserving to get their championship.
You have to schmooze up to the writers.
You have to schmooze, and it's been, you know, over this, like this for decades, and they gave him the push over Hulk Hogan, and, like, the dude was a drunk. Like, he wouldn't show up to things. I mean, he was just so totally irresponsible.
That movie, The Wrestler, was based off his life?
Pretty much. I thought it was.
Well, I haven't seen it yet either.
I haven't either.
I heard it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I heard it was.
And then they gave him this push, and he kind of spit in everybody's face. The company let him go. He changed his name to Warrior and tried to sue the company for all the – sue the WWE. I mean, he had – no one ever thought he'd come back to good graces. And then they inducted him into the Hall of Fame this last weekend for WrestleMania.
Dies.
And he dies – like 2 days later.
Heart attack of shock.
I don't even know.
These wrestlers.
Cocaine and heroin, baby.
These wrestlers, when they kill off, they kill off. Like,
there's a huge list.
Whoa. All right, stop. You don't need to be mentioning Chris Benoit, all right? Killing
off. No. How dare you?
Did you know? You remember the wrestler Viscera?
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Big black dude.
Big Daddy V.
Yeah.
Was it diabetes? Hey,
heart attack.
That. For sure, could have been a combination of both things. Diabetes, and that guy was huge.
Vader
cholesterol,
died too, didn't he?
Vader's been dead.
Vader's
been Yokozuna, all the big
that
guys.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it's either obesity or steroids
or,
as number one killer. Of.
Or just your dad with a gun.
Too soon. Or car accidents.
Or falls off of really high places.
That's Macho.
Oh, come on. He was awesome.
Wow.
The Macho,
I'm not a nugget.
The Macho Man and the Warrior gone. And those of that time period were like, if you have to name three people from that time period, most people will name Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, and the Ultimate
Macho
Warrior.
Macho Man stopped the apocalypse. So his death was... It was honorable.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was probably one of the funniest things Aaron said in a long time when we were playing Smite, and there's a character based off the Mayan gods. And on the alt, the Mayan calendar pops up on everyone's screen, and it makes this huge noise and everything. And it happened, and everybody lived, and we're like, wow, it's just like the real Mayan calendar.
Everybody gets worried, and nothing happens.
Yeah, because we were all freaking out.
We were
like,
what's going on?
Yeah. Aaron's like, it's just like the real Mayan calendar.
It did, I swear. Like, eventually you figure out it stuns everybody. But, like, at the time, we were like, oh, crap, we're freaking out. We're all dead.
Oh.
All of a sudden, we're alive. All right.
Everything's okay.
2013. All right. Here we go, everybody. Here we go.
Did you guys see in WrestleMania they ended the Undertaker's streak?
Stupid.
What streak did he have?
He never lost WrestleMania.
Oh, who did he lose it to? If you say Cena,
Brock,
I'm suing.
No, Brock. Lesnar. Cock Chestnut.
That's a cop out. When is Goldberg coming back? That's my favorite one.
He's done.
He holds the record. Straight wins in a row.
Yes.
No losing. He would beat people before the lights came on for their freaking babies.
I remember that.
I used to love that. That was the ultimate. He was the ultimate warrior. Done.
Well, they chose to let him lose in the streak. And there was a lot of anger because people were thinking, oh, they're not going to let him lose to Brock.
He should have retired with that endless win.
You act like he had a choice.
I know he doesn't have a choice, but
no, he does. He has a complete choice on who he's going to fight, if he's going to win, if he's going to lose. I mean, it's not his choice, but there's people who sit in a room and easily say no.
No. He can't say no. They're going to just fire him.
He fights one day a year. He's not like in the show anymore.
Oh, he's not?
No, he doesn't come out and do stuff. Like maybe a month or two before WrestleMania, he'll make a couple appearances, choose who he's going to fight. And
what is he just pointing in the stands?
You. You're fighting me, WrestleMania.
This time it was Brock Lesnar. And it was kind of unpredictable, which kind of was interesting. It kind of brought my interest back in the sport. Because it's so predictable. That's the reason I stopped watching. It's like, you know who's going to win every time. And then Brock, who in a real fight would murder The Undertaker.
You don't know. He was a...
murder!
He was a biker.
The Undertaker's 49 years old. Or I think he's at least 49.
What's that got to do with anything?
He's old as dirt.
He still rides a motorcycle.
He's 20 years older than you, and you're pretty damn old.
He still rides a motorcycle.
Undertaker's going to be on Sons of Anarchy season...
He should be. He's fit.
They had Sons of Anarchy bobbleheads up at the comic shop.
Did they?
And Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction.
Awesome. Yeah, they had Clay and Jax. You should come Jax. Next time. It was pretty dope.
If you guys are listening and you want to be bona fide badasses, go to KCRA3, Sacramento, California's news, and vote for the best bookshop. And you vote for River City Comics. The guy who runs it, his name is Joe.
Rogan.
Joe Rogan. He is a badass. He's awesome. Always makes us feel welcome.
Yeah. And go check out his shop, too, because he's got some good comics.
Flood it, everybody.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for joining us. You guys all rock. We will be back this weekend with a weekend bang. Take it easy. Peace.
Later.
I got a story about...
Wow, Jerry.
I do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.